The municipality of Anchorage is cracking down on homeless camps and serving 15-day eviction notices. Until very recently, the push was leading to massive overcrowding at Brother Francis Shelter. Dozens of people were sleeping outside of the building when it maxed out at 240 guests. Those numbers have dropped in the past week, although it's not clear why. And coming from these short-term problems are some long-term solutions. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman, learn more.
Ignatius Tyson stands outside of Brother Francis Shelter in Anchorage with his girlfriend, putting clothes into a black garbage bag. They just received the items from the shelter's clothing room. Everything else they had was stolen from their campsite.
I don't know, one day we left there to go eat at the soup kitchen, came back, and all the stuff was missing. Everything from our clothes, bikes, tents, everything got taken from us.
Tyson says he's not sure who took it all. The other camps around theirs weren't touched. And it felt horrible to have everything they owned taken away. Being at the credit shelter hasn't been perfect either. Someone stole their blankets and shoes from outside Brother Francis the night before. But ultimately, Tyson says maybe leaving the camp was a good thing.
I also look at that as a blessing, because we're out of the woods, we're not drinking and drugging anymore, we're sobering up, we're going to church more often.
Tyson says by going to church, he's made new connections with people at an employment center. That's where he's headed as soon as he stores his new clothes. Lisa Aquino, the director of Catholic Social Services, which runs the shelter, says it's those connections that will help people out of homelessness. And though the shelter was bursting at the seams for most of the summer, she says even more connections were built as community organizations and the municipality pitched in to help with the problem.
We've had just like people stepping forward and working together, and the problem solving has really been great.
ARP volunteers have helped sign seniors up for services, the municipality has put portable toilets outside BFS, and guests at the shelter are chipping in even more to make sure everything runs smoothly. BFS is also offering extra daytime services like laundry and showers, though they plan to do that even before the overcrowding started. Aquino says she's also seeing a shift in attitude among people at BFS toward getting permanent housing.
What's been exciting about right now is that people are talking about it now in terms of permanent housing. And I think the word's out there on the street, so I think more people are coming forward to ask for it.
And that's all part of the municipality's complicated long-term plan. Get people out of camps, out of shelters, and into homes. Nancy Burke is the municipality's homeless services coordinator. Since the beginning of the year, outreach workers and police have been collecting information from people at camps and shelters and meeting weekly to talk about ways to meet those individuals' needs. She says it makes it easier for juggling lots of complicated parts.
So it's this whole making the rental money match up with when the units are available and the social services. It's kind of three different worlds of connection that need to happen.
And when those connections do line up, she says it's helpful to be able to find people quickly, which means having folks go to shelters instead of moving from camp to camp. Burke says she knows that closing the camps caused unexpected stress at the shelters this summer, especially because many housing units are not available yet. But she says the municipality had to balance the needs of the entire community. People worry about public safety in areas with lots of camps. Walking down the Chester Creek Trail near downtown, she points to a small campsite with a few tents not far from the trail.
There are also homeowners that are just, you can see here, just adjacent to this area that have a hard time when someone's camping very close. It's threatening to them. And people feel that just impacts their well-being.
Burke says some of the threats are real and some are just perceptions. The camps can be violent places, but you can't necessarily blame all petty crime on people who live there.
Our neighbors who are camping are literally just neighbors who don't have a place to live. And if we had enough affordable housing in this community, that they would just be our neighbors, you know?
Burke says 84 people who experienced homelessness were housed in the past year. Most of them had been chronically homeless. There are about 400 people left to go. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.